Productivity management. What is productivity? Customer relationship management software, CRMs, ideal CRM features, setting goals, the importance of time, helping agents start a business plan, open houses, items to include in a business plan, the formula for success, geographic farming and tactics, increasing visibility to your farm, important info regarding farms, turnover rate and absorption rate, demographic farming, constructing a daily time plan, prioritizing to-do items, what makes a good time management plan, and sample time management plans. Productivity, output versus input. What is productivity? All too often, people mistake activity for accomplishment. The way to tell the difference is that activity may not produce results, but accomplishments are measurable. An example of a quantifiable accomplishment is cold calling. The result is increased listings. Think of productivity as a ratio of output over input. The output is the sales and leads generated, and the input is the resources and labor required to create them. How will you measure productivity in your brokerage? Productivity standards for each agent is a must in a company. You should have systems for improving productivity if it is lagging. Suppose expectations from goals and productivity standards are not met. In that case, the team should take ownership to bring the standards up to the expected goals. As mentioned in the previous chapter, if your agents are not producing, you must train them. If training is not the answer and they continue to fall behind, then it is time to bring on new agents. In order to increase productivity, you should have the most effective team you can assemble, because your business depends on the sales of you and your agents. The productivity of your agents is an ongoing concern. How well do the existing agents in your firm use the resources available to them? Could you eliminate repetitious tasks by streamlining your processes? Maybe there are menial tasks that are taking up your agent's selling time that another, less qualified person could better complete. In this case, consider hiring an assistant. Hiring a professional assistant to help with the workload can increase your agent's productivity. Studies have proven that you can triple your production when you employ an assistant. Leverage technology to increase productivity. What does it mean to leverage something? To leverage something means to use it to your advantage, to make it work for you. For example, many real estate investors use credit to leverage their investments. When interest rates are low, investors will buy more than one property on credit instead of tying up all of their cash into one property. This way, they are investing in multiple ventures. Agents can and should leverage technology by being the first to use a new application or tool to increase interest in listings or services and increase sales productivity. Most brokerages use customer relationship management software, CRMs. Many CRMs are fully customizable and allow the automation of many agent tasks. CRMs also enable the broker to track leads. Many top producers in the industry swear by CRMs to increase their sales volume. There are many CRMs available today, so research your options to choose the best one for you and your company. Your agents will benefit from an effective CRM that helps them manage their referrals and build client relationships without taking the time to manage them manually. Defray some of the costs by charging your agents a fee to use the CRM. What should a CRM consist of? Agents are looking for broker-provided technology that will help them become more efficient in the field. CRMs are one of the tools that agents are expecting to have access to when they join a brokerage. Some of the features that your CRM should offer include Bullet user-friendly, Bullet integrated analytics to track performance management, Bullet mobile capabilities and access, Bullet support for multimedia, Bullet ability to segment customer groups, Bullet lead follow-up, Bullet email list management for marketing campaigns, Bullet ability to customize fields, Bullet creation and tracking of targeted marketing campaigns. Brokers are not responsible for providing all of the tools to their agents. Today, individual agents are coming onto the scene with many tools already in their toolboxes. For example, Agents often use websites like the NAR website or the websites of their local realtor boards to keep up with industry statistics and tips. They typically have a personal and a business profile on Facebook and are active on other social media outlets. Many create their own content through blogging or even podcasting. Many agents further their education through designations and keep up with industry changes through designation websites. Agents may even use sites to create lead generation or an online version of a CRM. Setting goals. In addition to CRMs and other tech tools, an integral part of your agent's success will be their ability to manage time. One proven method of time management is goal setting. Goals are tangible, measurable objectives that you want your agents to meet. They motivate. They help inspire self-discipline and give your agents the courage to keep trying. Writing down their goals is the first step to achieving them. Train your agents to write down their goals for success. All of your goals should be bullet attainable. They should not be too easy, but they should not be impossible to achieve. Bullet flexible. They should allow for unexpected windfalls and dry spells. Bullet measurable. If you aim to list 24 properties in the next 6 months, that is a measurable goal. Bullet within a time frame. Goals should have a target date for completion, and they should build on one another. In other words, your short-term goals should lead to your intermediate goals, which should lead to your long-term goals. Agent business plan. Nothing but time. When someone is new to the real estate business, what does that person have in abundance? The answer is time. Independent contractors are sponsored by a broker and are not required to have or keep specific office hours. There are no mandatory office or marketing meetings that they must attend. What do they lack? The answer to this question is most likely money. The sales agent makes their own hours and determines how to raise income based on personal performance. Successful real estate agents need a business plan to help them start on the right path to making money and achieving goals. Getting started. What can you, the broker, tell sales agents to help get them started? 1. Always wear a name badge. 2. Magnetic car signs featuring the agent's name, company name, and phone number are great advertising. 3. Hand out your business cards to everyone. 4. Send 15 to 30 letters daily, introducing yourself to your friends and centers of influence. This is also called the impersonal approach or the indirect approach. 5. Follow up with phone calls. This is called the personal approach or the direct approach. 6. Every 2 weeks, follow up with a call or mail piece with your name, picture, phone number, and email on the piece. Which approach should I go with? The correct approach is two directs to everyone indirect. Direct, personal, to indirect, impersonal, to direct, personal. Floor time, property time. From day one, you should put a note in every agent's office mailbox, reminding them to volunteer for available floor time. They can spend their first 2 years taking as much floor duty as possible. If they do this consistently, as much as 50% of their business can come from floor duty. Open houses. Encourage agents to volunteer to help other agents with open houses. Remind them to post open house signs strategically so drivers can easily spot them. The goal is to find prospects. Open house signs directing traffic to the location are important. Tie balloons to the signs for extra attention. Agents should be well prepared to discuss the property, including the approximate principal and interest payment based on different down payments and loan programs. Basic closing cost information is also helpful. Remind them to have a positive attitude and to bring contract forms. When should I hold an open house? Agents should try to hold open houses on Saturdays and/or Sundays. A good time for the open house is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays or 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. What should go into your business plan? There should always be paper promotions before the open house. As part of the agent business plan, an agent should bullet send letters to top producers in your office. volunteering to do free work for them. Volunteering allows you to get to know the business while being mentored by an experienced agent. It also opens the door for you if they cannot meet with a prospect due to conflicting schedules. The two of you will work out the commission fee if the prospect decides to purchase the property in question. Bullet email market to people who have given you their email addresses. Be sure it is information they would want and not junk mail. An example of helpful information is targeting the median price of homes selling in their community. Homeowners like to know the average DOM, days on market, for homes selling in their neighborhood. Tip: use blind copy, BCC, so that you do not reveal the individual email addresses of your group when doing an email blast. It will look more personal and targeted. Bullet: volunteer for local fundraising projects in your community. These can be projects such as the United Way or Race for the Cure. These projects help the community and will get your name in front of many people. All you need to do is wear your name badge and have your business cards handy. You can always wear a shirt featuring your company logo for advertising purposes. Bullet: join at least 2 to 3 networking groups immediately. The local real estate associations and chamber of commerce will have notices of meetings. Sometimes, you have to ask people in the community or your office about networking groups to find one that fits you. Many agents put their own together. An example of a typical networking group is composed of a real estate professional, a personal banker, a loan officer, an insurance agent, and local business owners such as furniture dealers or shop owners. You can start with as few as 2 to 3 people and then invite others into your group. The focus is that each member helps support the business of the other. Networking groups generally meet in the morning for coffee and do not last more than 1 to 1.5 hours. The meeting should focus on how to get more business or how to be a better business person. Bullet: use your newly formed team. Remember, title company personnel, lenders, inspectors, repair people, and insurance agents want your business. These individuals could be your first partners to create one networking group. They are indeed part of your team, just as your soon-to-be personal assistant and buyer's agent will be part of your team. Utilize these people for referrals and relationship building. Personal marketing plan. The formula for success. Is there a recipe for success in real estate sales? There are many, but none as essential or proven as activity plus consistency equals production. We have to begin. We have to do things. That is the activity. We must determine which activities are most efficient and effective, and then commit to doing those activities consistently. Activity and consistency will result in production. Your production level will run congruent with your commitment to your activities and consistency. You may succeed well beyond what you imagined, but you must first master the fundamentals. Consistently means for 6 months. Whatever marketing activities you choose, you must be prepared to commit to at a minimum of 6 months. Firing out 3,000 one-time direct mailers or emails to prospects will not prove highly effective. Most real estate professionals agree that 6 months best defines consistency. The one-time shot method is proven over and over again not to be. On top of that, you could blow your entire marketing budget in one fell swoop if your marketing budget allows, and mail out 500 mailers to the same target market for 6 months. Consistency in marketing is the key. Defining your marketplace is simply deciding where you will be marketing yourself and your services. It is what constitutes your target market. There are generally two methods of target marketing practiced by residential real estate professionals today: geographic farming and demographic farming. Both geographic and demographic farming produce results, but have their limitations. The primary limitation is that neither of these techniques on their own is the best method for marketing your services, yet they complement other approaches very well. Geographic farming. Geofarming tactics. This component is in flow items. Geographic farming, also known as geofarming, is a marketing strategy real estate agents use to target a specific geographic area, zip code, or community. Generally, Agents choose their geographic farm by conducting market research to learn as much as possible about the demographics, market trends, inventory, local businesses, school districts, and property values. Once they have researched and analyzed the local market, they can target the community or neighborhood by sending out marketing materials like postcards, flyers, and brochures. Agents can develop a marketing plan for their geographic farm using the following tactics: door-to-door canvassing and door knocking, direct mail campaigns, advertising in local publications, sponsoring community events, targeted online marketing/advertising. How to make yourself visible to your farm. Agents should make themselves visible to their geographic farms. They can accomplish visibility in several different ways. First, include a current professional portrait on any advertising media, like postcards, flyers, and brochures. Second, getting out in the community and being seen is essential. People may forget your photo, but they will be more inclined to remember your face if they see it in person. There are many low-cost ways to see and be seen in the community, including bullet, attending local events, school carnivals, block parties, bullet hosting fundraisers or charity events, or donating a prize or item for a silent auction, bulleted holding informational seminars and workshops, fighting property taxes, buying a home, bullet hosting client appreciation events, happy hours, luncheons, barbecues, bullet providing refreshments and snacks for local youth sports teams, bullet sponsoring local sports teams or theater groups, bullet attending career fairs at local schools and colleges, bullet speaking at schools and local events, bullet judging local contests/competitions, bullet volunteering for community service, bullet attending city council meetings. Where do you farm? If you like where you live, then your own neighborhood could be an excellent place to start. Your neighborhood is your natural market. The neighborhood you grew up in could also be a great choice. Many agents farm in areas they cannot afford to buy into, but they grew up there and know the area, so it is a natural market for them. Be advised that becoming an area expert comes with a commitment. There is so much to know to establish yourself as an expert in any area, which is why the area you live in or are very familiar with would be a great place to farm. Do not select a farm area based solely on price point. Important info to know about your farm. Remember, agents want their target market to view them as the expert in the field. As such, they should always have current information on the following: bullet average days on the market, DOM. Bullet turnover rate. This is the percentage of homes that have sold in the area in the past year. Bullet current inventory. Bullet absorption rate. This is how long the current inventory will last. Bullet average sales price. Turnover rate and absorption rate. The turnover rate of a neighborhood is an essential calculation that real estate agents should consider when choosing a farm. Calculating the turnover rate is simple. Divide the number of homes sold in a period, usually 12 months, by the total number of homes in the chosen area. Then, multiply the result by 100 to reveal the turnover rate. Industry experts maintain that a good turnover rate is around 5% or higher. Agents would not want to target a market where the turnover rate is 2%. A low turnover rate indicates that no one is selling, so inventory is low. The absorption rate of an area is another key calculation agents must understand. Consult the MLS to find the data necessary to perform the calculations. To find an area's absorption rate, choose a time frame. 1 year is typical, 365 days. How many homes sold in that time frame? Next, find the number of active properties. Multiply the number of active properties by the rate of home sales to reveal the absorption rate. Also, remember that other agents might be farming in the same neighborhood. Suppose someone else has risen to prominence in your chosen farm. In that case, you might reconsider or adapt your marketing plan accordingly. Demographic farming. Like geographic farming, demographic farming involves targeted marketing to reach a specific farm. However, demographic farms are not based on geography, but on specific groups of people. Agents should identify the demographic group they want to target. Some demographics agents may want to reach include age range, income level, cultural background, and familial status. Why target a demographic farm? Many agents choose to use demographic farming to reach a particular market. For example, suppose an agent wants to specialize in luxury home sales. In that case, the agent might consider targeting households with a specific income range. Agents can gather data on specific demographics from the U.S. Census, the MLS, city and county agencies, and third-party databases. Suppose an agent is focusing on targeting a particular age range through social media. In that case, they must first determine which social media platforms the target market frequents. For example, suppose an agent is targeting baby boomers. Then, the agent might not want to focus all of their efforts on Instagram if their research tells them that baby boomers primarily use Facebook and YouTube. Agents can develop a marketing plan for their demographic farm using the following tactics: door-to-door canvassing and door-knocking, direct mail campaigns, community outreach, blogging. How do I reach my demographic farm? The key to reaching a demographic farm is thinking like they do. Where do they go? What do they do? What are their hobbies? What do they like? Real-world scenario: a farmer's market. Read the following scenario and answer each question using the material covered from this section. New agent Amber recently joined a boutique brokerage. She is taking advantage of their mentorship program, working with a seasoned top producer with 15 years in the industry. Her mentor advises her to begin market research to help her choose her target market. Amber's mentor tells her to begin her personal marketing plan. Her mentor suggests that she define her marketplace based on her research and analysis. Time management plan. Constructing a daily plan. There never seem to be enough hours in the day to complete all of the tasks you want to. No one wants to spend all their time working. There must also be time to enjoy family and other personal pursuits. As entrepreneurs, brokers are responsible for how they portion out their time. For that reason, brokers must be efficient in their business planning. They must be organized and manage their time to the best of their abilities. A daily plan must be in place and must consist of must-dos: prospecting, showing a property, taking a listing. Should-dos: write advertising for your listing, make flyers, take pictures, preview properties. Could-dos: update email list and mailing list, get the car washed. Must-dos, the highest priority. Prepare a must-do list the evening before the start of the next day. Start with the must-do list until completion. The items that do not get accomplished will move up the ladder to the next level until eventually the could-dos are on the must-do level. Another important tip is to start your time management plan by calculating your hourly worth. Money is a terrific motivator, so this will indeed keep you focused on prioritizing your time. Note: this hourly rate is based on the number of days per year and number of hours per day you estimate you will work. Every day, must-dos. There are three things an agent has to do every day. 1. Prospect. 2. Show. 3. Close. If your activities are different than these, at some time in the near future, your business is going to suffer. Signs of a good time management plan. This component is in flow items. Here are the basics of a good time management plan. Write down your daily plan. Don't carry it around in your head. Be specific. Directives must contain a specific activity. Measure what you have accomplished. The checklist is what works best. It gives you a personal sense of achievement. Be realistic about your place for the day, week, or month. If you can't complete it, then it is useless. Prioritize to get it done efficiently. Must do, should do, could do. 3 categories of time. 1. Income generating activities: listing and selling, prospecting, qualifying, and marketing your listing. 2. Support activities: following through on transactions with arranging financing, title company communications, attending seminars and educational programs to improve your skills and increase your self-confidence and credibility. 3. Personal time, family, hobbies, vacation, resting, and reading. Sample time management plan. Agents can use the sample time management plan on the following page to help them prioritize and complete tasks and responsibilities and maximize their productivity, also available to download in the resource drawer. They should have a to-do list of activities to complete, hopefully, filled with listing presentations and inquiries about listings. Begin by dividing your day into morning, midday, afternoon, and evening. Then, fill in the activities you want to complete at specific times of the day. Your time management plan is your own. If you like to prospect after lunch, then move that activity into the afternoon time slot. If you prefer to meet with clients in the morning, then move meetings up to the morning time slot. Most agents will be following up on leads all day long,